The U.S. military is investigating what happened to those Forest Service members in Niger a couple of weeks ago. We do know they were ambushed while on patrol with local troops. One of the soldiers killed was Staff Sergeant Dustin Wright. He was 29 years old, and he was from Lyons, Georgia. This was his second tour in Niger in the last year and a half. And earlier today, I asked his brother, William Wright, what Dustin liked about being part of the Special Forces.
I think the camaraderie, you know, the companionship, working with an elite team of individuals who fought together for a common purpose, you know, the pride you feel in serving your country and helping people, you know, all over the world.
When's the last time you two saw each other?
I saw him briefly before he deployed this last time. We were throwing a going away party for him, and he actually turned it into a surprise birthday party for me. So I got to see him, right, you know, like I said, a week or two before he left.
So how did he do that? How did he turn that party into something?
Honestly, I don't know. We were buying food and getting everything set up, and I showed up, and they're putting up birthday banners and, you know, signs on the door for, it was my 30th birthday. And that's the guy he was, you know.
Just didn't want it to be about him.
Right. And the whole time I was, you know, trying to make it about him, he's trying to make it about me. So it was pretty funny.
What have you been told about what happened to him?
Well, I've gotten, you know, just the minimum details that could be released at the time. I've had the chance to speak to a few people that were close to his team or, you know, kind of knows what was going on. And, you know, it's an ambush and there's some details that are still being investigated. And it's the fog of war. Some things may never come clear, but, you know, we understand more will follow after the investigation closes. We're just waiting patiently.
Have you or your family been contacted by the president or the president's office?
For myself, no, and I don't think that's, you know, part of the protocol, and, you know, it's not normal. But my mother and my father have been notified that President Trump will be reaching out and you know, delivering a message and letters as well. As of right now, I know my mother hasn't, but, you know, we're excitingly anticipating the call. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's important, yeah?
Yeah, I think any opportunity to speak with the President of the United States is a great honor. It's a privilege, and just to be able to share his sentiments and to speak with our family, it would be. I mean, it's a big deal.
What would you want people to know about Dustin?
Honestly, his heart. You know, that he's a man that he loved what he did, and he was gone a lot, but he made time for people. Anyone that met Dustin, their lives were changed forever. And it didn't matter if you were in California or Colorado or Florida, he made time for you. And that's been evident by the amount of people that have been a part of this with my family. And you know, we literally had people come from all over to be a part of this service with us. And I mean, that's a blessing.
William Wright, thank you so much for sharing with us today. We appreciate it. And we're sorry for your loss.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And you know, if I may, I'd like to include the other families and say that, you know, we feel their pain and we love them. It's a difficult time.
And we should say, after we talked to William, President Trump did reach out to his family. William says his dad got the call.